Hey, it's Motley Fool Money co-host Dylan Lewis here. If you're listening to us, it's because you love following the stock market and learning about business stories. If you're looking to keep learning and unlocking your potential, then you should check out the Think Fast, Talk Smart podcast produced by our friends over at the Stanford Graduate School of Business. Think Fast, Talk Smart is the Webby Award-winning best business podcast that's received nearly 43 million downloads and is the number one career podcast in 95-plus countries, so you know it's worth your time. Each week, host and Stanford lecturer Matt Abraham sits down with experts to discuss the best tips to hone and develop your communication skills, from making small talk that leaves a big impression, to keeping your nerves in check while speaking, to being more persuasive. Whether you're working on your elevator pitch or planning an important meeting, strong communication skills are important in business and life in general. That's why you'll hear from pros like neuroscientist Andrew Huberman on how to manage speaking anxiety, as well as speechwriter, best-selling author, and friend of the Fool, Dan Pink, on how to take risks in your communication, and psychologist Kelly McGonigal on how to harness nervous energy to fuel powerful presentations. All that and so much more available on the Think Fast, Talk Smart podcast. So what are you waiting for? Listen every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube.
With the Motley Fool Money Extra, I'm Chris Hill. There are more than 30 million small businesses in America, and more than 80% of those small businesses have no employees. They are solo operations. And maybe that shouldn't be surprising when you consider how many people start a side hustle for themselves while they're still working a full-time job. Laura Adams is a personal finance expert, best known for hosting the popular podcast Money Girl. When we talked recently, I asked her about the most common mistakes that people make when they are just starting out with a new business venture.
When you're just starting out, you really don't realize the tax liability. I find that's the number one mistake people say. I didn't put anything aside that first year for taxes. I maybe put a little bit aside, but I had no idea what the burden would be. So that's the mistake number one, is not really having a grasp on what your tax liability will be, not paying quarterly estimated taxes. Many people don't even know what that is. They don't know that they're supposed to be paying tax as you go. You know, you think about our paychecks when we're a W-2 employee, taxes are taken out every week. You know, you're keeping up with it literally on a weekly basis. As a solopreneur or a small business owner, it's up to you to make sure that you are paying that as you go. Typically, that happens quarterly. So that's a huge mistake, because all of a sudden you've made a little money from last year, tax day rolls around, and boom, you realize I've got a big burden. You may not have that much in savings. And so you end up going into a hole right away, and that can cause people to accumulate debt in year number two of business. So that's a big one. And it's pretty easy to get around if you've got a little help, maybe from a software program that you're using or an accountant. They can help you estimate what you're going to owe, so you know what to put aside.
If you want to learn more, check out Laura Adams' terrific new book, Money Smart Solopreneur, a personal finance system for freelancers, entrepreneurs, and side hustlers. I'm Chris Hill. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.